Alright, let's move on to Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 6. This is Sister Perpetua Shulamit of Yahushua HaMashiach, the Chief Cornerstone Ministry. And today is Tuesday, the 6th of June, 2023. And on the Hebrew calendar, it is Sivan 17. We are looking at the number 6 from a Hebrew perspective, and how it relates to our lives, how it calls for a lot of responsibility from us, because it is the number of man. Hallelujah. And this is why we also see it in Revelation 13, 18, as the number of man, 666. It is the mark of the beast. It is the number of the anti-Messiah. And it is the number of angels that fell from the heavens in the beginning of time, when the devil chose Azazel, when he chose to refuse to obey Yahweh's commandment, which was to bow before Adam after the creation of Adam. Now, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 6 says, these are the words which I command you today. No, these words which I command you today shall be on your heart. These words which I command you today shall be on your heart. These words which I command you today shall be on your heart. Hallelujah. Throughout the book of Deuteronomy, we see Yahweh introduce the word circumcision of the heart. Now, Yahweh says in Jeremiah 17, chapter 9 to 10, that the heart of man is deceitful above all things and full of wickedness. Who can discern the heart of man? And he continues to say that only he can discern the thoughts and intentions of mankind, and judge them, and then give according to their deeds or doings, the fruit of their doings. And this verse, Jeremiah 17, 9 to 10, is very much related to Hebrews 4:12 talks about the word of Yah being the sword of the, being a sword, a very powerful sword. So it says, for the word of Yah is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and is able to discern the thoughts and intentions of the heart. This issue of the heart is at the core of our, is the core issue of our faith in Yahushua HaMashiach, and also the core issue of mankind generally. Because while we are in the flesh, we can pretend to be so many things we are not. We have a facade. Many of us have a facade. We have the ability to be good to others, but in reality, we are not good. This flesh covers up so much. And if only Yahweh peels a little bit of who we are, most of us would be so ashamed to walk outside again on the street. For me, this issue I'm very passionate about this issue, because for a very long time, I lived a life of not wanting to be uncovered. The real me was under wraps for a long time, and I just did not want anybody to peel the layers of the real me. I never wanted my secrets to be uncovered or even dealt with by the Maker. So this issue, I understand it so well by the grace of Yah. It's a very important issue to Yahweh. Even in Samuel, he tells Prophet Samuel not to be deceived by the looks. To Samuel, the eldest son of Jesse seemed appropriate to be the king of Israel. But in actual fact, Yahweh was looking at the heart. And what he saw was the heart of David was the heart of Yah. That's why David became another one of the other friends of God, because his heart was the heart of Yah. What Yah desired is what David ran after. Obviously, being in the flesh, he wasn't a perfect person, but he was the man after God's own heart. That is how he is described, and this is what we are to desire to be described as. Noah, it was described as a just man, a blameless man, and so are many other pious, many other people. The other word is pious. The other word is righteous. So just, blameless, righteous, pious, after God's own heart. A man after God's own heart. Hallelujah. So it's quite interesting that Yahweh is saying in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 6, that these words which I have given you, let me go back to the scripture. He says, these words which I command you today shall be on your hearts. And the book of Deuteronomy in Hebrew is known as Devarim. Devarim means words. Words. These are the words. And it actually, the very first chapter starts off with, these are the words. Words. Hallelujah. They are not just words. Hallelujah. And remember that these words make up Yahushua HaMashiach, who is the word of Yah. Hallelujah. The commandments are part of the Torah, which is part of the word of Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, these are the words which I command you today. Shall be on your heart. Hallelujah. And in the Hebrew, the word heart is lev. Lev. That's why the word for moon is levana. And the moon, which when we read Revelation chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, we see that it has strong associate and relate that to the Old Testament. You will see that it has strong associations with the Ruach HaKodesh, or Holy Spirit. When you read Genesis, the scripture where Joseph says he saw the sun, the moon, and the stars bow before him, you'll see that the sun represents the father, the moon represents the mother, and the stars represents the brothers. So stars are the kohavim, are associated with the children, the moon is associated with the mother, and the sun is associated with the father. And also, anyway, there are layers of interpretation. The sun is also associated with man because it rises from the east. The moon is associated with woman. It rises from the west. And the stars are the children. That's why either Abraham, Isaac, or Jacob saw that Yahweh says he will make their descendants to be as the stars of the sky. But I remember that Yahweh also says the sand of the sea, which, you know, sand obviously is trampled upon. So in this evil world of Esau, Yahweh's genuine children will be trampled upon. They'll be treated anyhow. And it's okay, because then we are meant to allow it in a way. Because then it helps us not to live prideful lives. Yahushua was trampled upon, as described in Isaiah 53. So we are to be mindful of the way which we handle people. It's not everything people say that we have to respond to. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So these words which I command you today shall be on your heart. And we see an emphasis on the circumcision of the heart in the book of Deuteronomy, as well as in the writings of Apostle Shaul. I did not understand this scripture until a few weeks ago, this concept of the circumcision of the heart, until some weeks back. Hallelujah. Everything comes in stages when it comes to Yahweh. Just as the foreskin is removed from a man. Hallelujah. So too, we need our hearts. We need Yahweh to remove the foreskin of our hearts. The foreskin is the evil inclination to sin. Hallelujah. The foreskin is the evil inclination to sin. So we are to, that's why when we are accepting your salvation, we are to surrender our hearts to the Lord. We surrender everything, with a major emphasis on our hearts, because once our hearts are clean before the Lord, or even generally, once our hearts are pure, this world would be far better generally, because then we would not have evil intentions towards each other. Some of us, sometimes we develop the evil intentions because we want to, because we allow sin or evil thoughts into our hearts from the devil, like how the devil kept ministering to Cain, you know, and pushing him, you know, to hate his mother, to hate his father, to hate Abel for the decisions that have been made in terms of whom he's going to marry. And he started to associate that with the fact that Yahweh rejected his offering unto him. So we need to, you know, ask Yahweh to purify our hearts. We cannot be the salt of the earth and the light of the world if our heart, spiritual heart conditions are not good. Many people's hearts are rotten and they need so much work. When the heart of man is evil, man cannot produce good fruit, and Holy Spirit cannot desire to dwell in such a heart. The heart of man needs to constantly be checked and purified. It needs to be swept. It needs to be mopped with the blood of Yahushua Mashiach, with the broom of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is there to convict us of that evil, of the evil that we are bombarded with from the world, from the devil, from people around us that are not godly. Sometimes even the godly people find themselves pushing other godly people into evil, because we live in a world of evil. And this is why we need to also be prayerful. So the main thing that I would say I've picked up on in relation to this date 66, and then the 6 being the number of man, is the heart condition, the spiritual heart condition of mankind. Hallelujah. These are the words which I command thee. Let me read it again. Sorry, I keep forgetting for some reason. It says, these are the words which I command thee. Well, anyway, I've lost it and now I can't go back in because I want to read something else. But he is telling us to keep those words in our hearts. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I also want to read Romans chapter 2, verses 25 to 29, which says, a man is not a Jew if he is only one outwardly, nor is circumcision merely outward and physical. No, a man is a Jew if he is one outward, if he is one inwardly, and circumcision is the circumcision of the heart, by the Spirit, not by the written code. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That can be confusing in a way when they put it that way, but at the same time, it is useful because Yahweh says in Jeremiah 31, that he's writing his Torah on our hearts so that we can know his Torah, and his Torah will guide us in everything we do. Hallelujah. So that we know the right way to handle people, the way to live socially, the way to, you know, please Yahweh, the way to love him and to love one another. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 10:12-17 says, and now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require from you but to fear and worship the Lord your God with all filled reverence and profound respect, to walk, that is to live each and every day in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. That is your choices, your thoughts, and your whole being. And to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I am commanding you today for your good. Verse 14. Behold, the heavens and the highest of heavens belong to the Lord your God, the earth and all that is in it. Yet the Lord had a delight in your loving, in loving your fathers, and set his affection on them. And he chose their descendants after them, you above all peoples, as it is this day. So circumcise, that is, this is verse 16 now, that is, remove sin from your heart. Hallelujah. And this is confusing now. And be stiff-necked or stubborn or obstinate no longer. So circumcise your heart and no longer be stiff-necked. For the Lord your Yahweh your God is the God of gods and the Lord of lords, the great, the mighty, the awesome God, who does not show partiality nor take a bribe. Hallelujah. So he's trying to let us know that once judgment sets in, he does not take bribes. He says things as they are. He doesn't change for any man. Hallelujah. We are to change in light of his word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is why preparation day always comes before the Sabbath. Even the day before the holy catching away of the bride to the heavens is preparation day. Hallelujah. We are in preparation millennium for the Sabbath millennium that is to come. Because this is the millennium of the year 6000 to the year 7000. This is the millennium we are to circumcise our hearts. Ask Yahweh to circumcise our hearts and let him. This is a gradual process. It is not something that happens in one day. It takes time because there are generational issues to deal with for each and every mankind that exists in this world. Remember, you have two parents who have generational issues from the past which are affecting you. So you need to deal with each and every one of those generational issues and get rid of them, as well as sort out your character and your personality, so that you can become more and more of the perfect image of Yahweh, the way we used to be before the fall of man, recorded in Genesis chapter 3. So Romans chapter 2, 25 to 29 says, circumcision, the sign of the covenant of Abraham, is indeed of value when you practice the law, the Torah. But if habitually you break the Torah, your circumcision has become uncircumcision. It is meaningless in Yah's sight. So if the uncircumcised man keeps the requirements of the Torah, will not his uncircumcision be regarded by Yah as circumcision? Then he who is physically uncircumcised but keeps the spirit of the law will judge you, who, even though you have written the code of circumcision, break the Torah. For he is not a real Jew, who is only one outwardly, nor is true circumcision as something external and physical, but he is a Jew who is one inwardly, and true circumcision is circumcision of the heart by the Spirit, not by the fulfillment of the letter of the law, Torah. His praise is not from men, but from God, from Yah. His praise is not of men, but from Yah. Hallelujah. His praise is not of men, but from Yah. So this scripture doesn't mean that men should not continue to circumcise themselves in light of Yah's Abrahamic covenant. It is a requirement by Yahweh for every male in this world to be circumcised, especially those who want to be caught away in the heavens as the bride of Yahushua HaMashiach. Circumcision is extremely powerful. It has a very powerful element to it, because remember, it says in the book of Leviticus, I've forgotten what the scripture says exactly, and Hebrews, that without blood there's no redemption. So the circumcision of the male private parts is extremely powerful, because blood is shed. Remember that wherever blood is shed, a certain power and authority is exhibited. In this case, it is the power and authority of Yahweh. Men are called to be leaders, hallelujah, and they are to work in partnership with God the Father. In order for that partnership to work very well, for them to be well aligned with God the Father, they need to be circumcised. Hallelujah. You know, they are logical for a reason. This is why they are able to uphold the law of Yahweh very well. And when they give their lives to Yahweh, they don't always look back. Very often, men can stand by their decisions all the way to the end of their lives. This is why it's very important for men to give their lives to Christ, and for women to be married to men who have accepted Yah's salvation. Men generally are very powerful spiritually, but they are even more powerful when they allow themselves to experience the Brit Milah, the covenant of circumcision. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So the covenant of circumcision of men gives us a picture of what it means to circumcise the heart of man. So all in all, I would title this teaching, the circumcision of the heart of man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have to go before the Lord continually and cry out to Him and ask Him to circumcise our hearts. I think this is something He also talks about in Ezekiel, but I've forgotten where exactly He talks about it. The circumcision of the heart of man. He gave us the Torah as a remedy to sin. He gave us the Holy Spirit to convict us. To convict us of sin. So that we do not fall into the pitfalls of sin. And this is why he says in James that a bait is presented before us the way fish are presented with bait. And if we allow ourselves to follow that bait will be pull us into the hook of the enemy, and then we'll be trapped and we'll become meat for the enemy. Hallelujah. That's the imagery that he gives to us in the book of James. That's how sin. So sin is presented to us by the devil through evil thoughts. Then we have a choice whether we continue to entertain those thoughts or we rebuke those thoughts and they leave us alone. And we rebuke the devil also. It doesn't matter how many times he comes, because he always comes in a forceful manner. He always comes repeatedly. We just have to continue rebuking him until he leaves us alone. Let's quickly read and iterate because the audio is coming up to the 30-minute mark. Jeremiah 32, chapter 20, chapter 32, verse 39 says, I will give them one heart and one way, that they may fear me forever, for their own good and the good of all of their children after them. I will give them one heart and one way, that they may fear me forever, for their own good and the good of their children after them. I will give them one heart and one way, that they may fear me forever, for their own good and the good of their children after them. Then Deuteronomy 36, and the Lord Yahweh your God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your offspring, so that you will love the Lord Yahweh your God with all your heart and with all your soul, that you may live. So you can see that our love for Yah is associated with either death, is associated with death, life and death. Otherwise, it wouldn't conclude here that so you may live. Hallelujah. And the Lord Yahweh, your God, will circumcise your heart and the heart of your offspring, so that you will love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, that you may live. I'm rounding up. And then Ezekiel 11:9, sorry, Deuteronomy 36 says, and the Lord your God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your offspring, so that you will love the Lord Yahweh your God with all your heart and with all your soul, that you may live. Then Ezekiel 11:19 says, and I will give them one heart, and a new spirit I will put within them. I will remove the heart of stone from their flesh and give them a heart of flesh. And I will give them one heart, and a new spirit I will put within them. I will remove the heart of stone from their flesh and give them a heart of flesh. And I will give them one heart, and a new spirit I will put within them. I will remove the heart of stone from their flesh and give them a heart of flesh. Hallelujah. Ezekiel 36:26. And I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. Hallelujah. That was Ezekiel 36:26. Then Ezekiel 36:27. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my rules, and I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my rules. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So there's several scriptures that talk about Yahweh giving us a new heart. I need to stop here now. Shalom, brethren.